Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Pop Culture Rewind. I'm your host, Travis.
I am X.
And I'm Chris.
Chris, hey yeah, buddy. How you doing?
Buddy.
Shit. Pal.
You don't open the doors to me unless it's Tuesday. Jerk.
Pretty much, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, so the gang's all here, right? So it's going to be a good episode, right?
I sure as hell hope so.
A few months ago, during the whole summer blockbuster time frame, we did a little episode called Trailer Palooza.
I remember.
Yes, I thought it was fun to do just to recap some of the big trailers that were coming out for the movies.
Yeah, it was tough. I think it was like Fantastic Four, the first Batman, the first Star Wars, Jurassic World. I think.
Yeah, I think Ant-Man was in there too somewhere.
Ant-Man, I think. Yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but. Now, it seems like we're getting close to Christmas time, and all the movie studios are trying to let us know what's really going on, because there's other stuff going on besides Star Wars.
What's that?
We'll get to that, man. We'll get to that. So,
without me, most likely.
So, I think we're just going to try to recapture what we did in the first Trailer Palooza episode. We'll call this Trailer Palooza the sequel. The Revenging. But we're going to talk about a
trailer harder.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, no, there's what, four new trailers that dropped this in the last couple of days, actually.
That we'll be talking about. There's another one, but you don't care.
I didn't say that.
You say you don't care about Tarzan. I was intrigued by that trailer.
Oh, I thought you meant 50 Shades of Black.
No, gosh. I didn't even click on that trailer. I saw just like the screen grab of it and like, like Sideshow Bob just.
See, he's going to wait till we stop recording. Uh-huh. He's going to turn off the Christmas lights in his room and he's going to just watch it all alone.
Nah. Right, I'm probably going to watch that trailer. Yeah.
Yeah, in his boom boom room.
Well, okay, let's start with that one. If you want to do a quick
50
recap.
Shades of Black?
No.
Stars Marlon Wayans.
God damn it.
what's the first? We talked about which one we were talking about first, and I just watched it like 10 minutes ago. Yeah, it's fresh in my mind. It's like literally still seared onto my eyeballs.
Okay, well, Chris just said it like two times already. So, yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
2.
Out of the Shadows.
Out of the Shadows.
I don't think there's a part two in there. Nobody does numbers anymore.
Right. It's passé. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So who wants to go first? What do we think about this one?
X-Men, first impression.
I thought we were talking about Ninja Turtles. X-Men we'll talk about later.
Softballs, man. Come on.
Okay. Okay. Everybody who listened to our commentary on the 1990 Ninja Turtles knows how I feel about Ninja Turtles. They know I love the Ninja Turtles. This wasn't like god awful. I gotta admit, the Run DMC song "Tricky," I gotta admit, kind of gave it a fun feel to it.
You can't go wrong with Run DMC. I mean,
I gotta admit that was a good choice.
Yeah, I
doubt it'll be in the movie. I'm sure it was just some marketing guy who cut the trailer through that in there. But right off the bat, you're like, this is a fun song. That kind of helped the mood. What did you think?
When I first started watching it, I was like, oh, this looks exactly like the first movie. Like even the first credit you see, producer Michael Bay, the first want to get that point across really quick. But like everything that I was seeing looks carbon copy from the first movie until you start dropping like the big favorites that people wanted to see.
The first like 10 seconds, I thought it looked carbon copy of Transformers 3. With the spaceships flying all over the city. I mean, I swear to God, that looked like a shot right out of or Avengers, I guess you could also say.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just thought Transformers 3, seeing the spaceships flying all over the city and stuff. This movie seems to be jumping the scale up a lot from the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we getting Dimension X and stuff like that, too? Are we getting Krang, even, maybe? Who knows?
Maybe. That was a rumor back when this thing first started. It was a rumor.
Them up in the ante, I gotta admit, intrigues me a little bit. We're getting mutants, Shredder's back apparently, Casey, you know. So that's a little intriguing that they're finally gonna start playing in the big sci-fi world that the cartoon and comic was known for.
Yeah, because they, both the comic and the cartoon, I mean, that's a big sci-fi world that you just don't, you typically, when you first scratch the surface, you don't think of it. But after a while, you know, Dimension X, I mean, aliens, mutants, I mean, it went all over the place.
Yeah.
So if they're going to tap into that.
I think I remember reading a while ago that David Tennant was cast as Fugitoid.
No, he does the voice on the Nickelodeon cartoon.
Oh, is that what I was seeing? Oh, I could have sworn I just read something and was like, well, I don't watch that shit.
Oh, you should. Come on, man.
Well, I take it back. I have seen like a half the entire series that one day I was at your house and it was like a marathon. You just like decided to not change the channel for like 12 hours. I think I caught a few of those episodes. No, that show's not that bad. I got to admit.
Yeah. Okay. So we talked about, you mentioned just a second ago, Casey Jones. They brought in Green Arrow, Stephen Amell. He's Casey Jones.
I didn't even recognize that was Arrow. Probably because he was smiling in this trailer and he looked happy. I don't think I've ever seen Green Arrow look happy or smile, but so I didn't recognize him. Although, again, I said this in the 1990 version. What kind of a vigilante tells you his first and last name? Like, why are you wearing a mask and going out fighting crime if the first person who asks who are you, my name is Casey Jones? You know what? I'm going to say that it's a nod to the original, and that's how my mind's going to deal with that.
I still contend it's not his real name.
Well, that was 1990, man. There was no Google. There was no Facebook. You couldn't find the guy in like 5 minutes.
Right.
There was phone books. You could find people with phone books even in 1955.
This is true. It's a fact. We know it.
Yeah. Unless somebody had already torn it out, because people do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I know they kind of modified they modified the mask a little bit, Casey Jones' mask, which it looks a little too big. I mean, I don't know.
Looks long.
Nitpicking, yeah. I don't know if it's.
I mean, there's no definitive Casey Jones mask. You know, everybody puts their own twist. It's just
a little twist on it.
If you actually dirty it up a little bit, it kind of looks like the Slipknot mask that probably number 7 would wear. Bonus points to anybody to get that reference.
That was a nice pull. I just remember Joey Jordison, the drummer's mask, looked fucking scary. It was like Crow on like whatever. Speaking of masks, we see, I guess he's credited in the cast as Shredder, but without a mask. So is he back? He looks younger. He looks less scarred. Like, do you think that mutagen fall at the end of part one, like, rejuvenated him? And now he's, like, a young man or something?
Is that what happened at the end of that one? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I watched it a couple of times. I did see it, Chris.
He was holding the mutagen can. He fell, quote-unquote, to his death. And then the mutagen starts leaking. So it could have gone either Super Shredder or youthful, like a Fountain of Youth Shredder.
Whatever isn't Super Shredder, I'm good for that.
Yeah. But it had your boy as Super Shredder. What's his face? Mr. Kevin Diesel Ash. Guy. Yeah, there you go. Star of Magic Mike 2.
He always holds that over me. Every time we mention that, oh, your boy plays him, you should like him. Every time. All right. Okay, so there was some other reveals.
Were you psyched
also
about the new Shredder, though, really quick? What? Were you psyched about getting Shredder back, but a younger guy?
It looks like they kind of toned down the outfit just from that one. Well, we see his arm and the spikes come out of that, but that didn't look like the damn Swiss Blade Army knife that he was in the first movie.
I hope they don't bring back those magnetic.
That was ridiculous. Yeah.
That was a bad Shredder.
I can't believe we're spending 4 minutes talking about Shredder. I don't even give a flying fuck about Shredder. Bebop and Rocksteady, man.
Okay, there you go. All right. Go to it, man.
See, now Xavier has a new one to hold us over. Like, we had Kevin Nash in the early 90s.
Your boy is in it.
Now we have Sheamus O'Shaughnessy from WWE, the current champion. He's
Rocksteady. Name?
Pre-mutagen. I don't know if they kept his voice post-transformation. They kept the other guy's voice.
I don't know.
Gary Anthony Williams.
Irish? Is Rocksteady Irish in this?
I don't know.
The guy looks Irish.
That's because he is Irish.
No, but I mean, like, yeah, okay. But I mean, like, to look at him, all right, whatever. Kenny, I mean, are you psyched about seeing this guy act?
I've never seen him act before.
Well, I mean, arguably, you see him act, like, every week. That's what wrestlers are. I know nothing about this guy. Is he a good wrestler? Is he a wrestler you enjoy? Are you psyched to see him in a movie is what I'm asking you to. I've never even heard of him.
He doesn't act being sucky. He just sucks. It's not an act. It's literally him.
Okay. Travis? So,
All I could say, if you want to say something positive, hey, he's the WWE champion right now.
He's white.
Oh, I mean, but,
white.
Just, but point, I mean, just so you don't like the dude, Travis, you don't like the guy either. I know nothing about him. I'm actually, I want to be informed here. Is he like not a good wrestler or not a good character?
He's a good, I mean, a good brawler, right. But I mean, he's not like,
is he a good guy? Like when you all two meet at the monthly ginger meetings, does he seem
he's cool? He's no Kevin Nash.
Does he bring potato salad at the annual ginger potlucks that y'all attend?
Yes, we have the secret handshake and everything.
Travis brings the haggis.
Okay. Well, I never even heard, like I said, I never heard this dude. I have heard of Gary Anthony Williams, the other guy, the black guy. I never thought of casting him. Mm-hmm. He's been popping up in movies for like the last 20 years. Every time he pops up, he's usually funny.
What do you know from him?
He was in Harold and Kumar. He was like the guy in the jail cell with him. he was an undercover brother. He played Smart Brother. He was like
I remember that.
he was like Q to undercover brothers James Bond. He just shows up and stuff. I don't know. Like I said, he was the last person I thought of, but hopefully they won't spend too much time as humans. We'll just see them as mutants. Yeah. I like that they're kind of accurate to their cartoon counterparts, the purple mohawk, the purple glasses.
Which, to their credit, they didn't have to do that because that is a very 80s punk rock look, and they could have updated it. They even referenced it to
Michael Jackson. Yeah,
Michael. He's like, hey, you bring the mohawk back, you know?
You kind of have to reference it.
Yeah, you have to have to say
it. Yeah, like you just said, you kind of can't just avoid it. Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
April's back, just there to look hot, it seems. She didn't look like she had anything to do in the trailer than just lift look her hot. Shirt up. You know,
tie the shirt off. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So there's that, too. Laura Linney's joining the cast. I don't know what she is, but I'm psyched to see Laura Linney. She's a really good actress.
What did you think of Tyler Perry as Baxter Stockman?
You know what? I didn't hate that. Baxter's a black guy. A lot of people don't realize in the comic he was black. And you know what? Tyler Perry's fine when he's not directing himself. Yeah. He was good in Gone Girl. He was probably
Gone Girl, yeah.
He was probably the best thing in Gone Girl. You know? I don't know, man. I mean, until I see some more, I'm not going to say boo Tyler Perry.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I agree with exactly what he just said because, yeah, just from Gone Girl, yeah, he was the most intriguing. His scenes were probably some of the best scenes in the movie, I thought. So, and I'm not a, what is Medea or whatever she.
Oh,
whatever.
You're not a Medea guy?
Yeah, I know. So that's not in the back of my mind for that. So,
yeah.
But anyway, so what are our final thoughts on this trailer? Does it got you hyped? Does it got you excited for the trailer, for the movie coming out?
As hyped as I can be about a Ninja Turtle sequel, yeah, I gotta admit, yes. Because the first one was a little bit surprising. There was moments that I felt they captured the spirit of the Turtles. I kind of said this last time. You know, all the flashy stuff aside, I think at its core, they kind of understood what the Turtles were about.
Mm-hmm.
So if this one's just, you know, throwing me, now I got Bebop and Rocksteady, maybe, I don't know. As excited as I can be about a sequel for Ninja Turtles, I'll say that. Yeah,
there you go. All
right. Are you going to go see it?
Yeah,
oh, hell yeah, dude! Yeah. I think this one does a really good job of what the '90s movie did for us. For me, the '90s movie as a kid, it was really over the top. But since you were little and your brain wasn't fully developed, you just enjoyed everything as it was. This Ninja Turtles movie part two, it's not for us old folk. It's for the kids that are watching the show on Nickelodeon right now that are buying all the action figures. And just right off the top, man, they have the turtle van that shoots the little manhole covers, just like the little van I had when I was a kid. You know, so they're focusing on the little 8 and 9 year old boys.
I never had the turtle van. My parents didn't love me enough to buy me the turtle van.
I sold a lot of cans to get that turtle van.
I had the sewer ski, the little blue, the thing that would floated in the bathtub.
Yeah. Ah, you bitch. Everybody had that one.
The foot ski. What was it called? The foot ski. I had that.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And like X-Men said, I mean, the first one, after the first 20 minutes of, oh my God, this is what they look like. Once you get past that, the movie's really not that bad. At least in my opinion.
In the, are you talking about the first one?
The first
yeah, there was some nitpicks on it, but overall, it's
yeah, it was better than I thought.
But
it was
I think all
be.
Of us had like really low expectations mm-hmm. for that first movie, so you can only go up from there. Yeah. And I think this movie is kind of even more yeah. raising the bar a little bit.
Yeah, I think with this one, now that the shock of what the turtles look like is kind yeah. of, we're kind of numb to that now. We can just sort yeah. of passively, you know, overlook that and just take that in and focus on everything yeah. else. I think that's a yeah. you know. Now that the shock yeah. of what the fuck they have nostrils and shit is over, we can sort of just take this for what it is. So yeah. yeah.
Okay. So yeah, and I'm looking forward to it too. It's just the how can you not get excited when they played Run DMC in a trailer?
Again, though, that might have nothing to do with the movie. That could have just been some clever trailer cutter guy.
But it made me interested.
Okay. Are you watching it opening weekend?
No.
Are you watching it at the dollar movies? Or are you red boxing it?
probably when it's dollar theater.
Dollar theater. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's a good bar that you have, like opening weekend, dollar theater, red box. That's the standard. Download should be a standard too, but I don't advocate that either.
That's like the Michael Bay exclusive, right?
Yar. I am not seeing an opening weekend. I would definitely see it at the dollar though.
Yeah.
And if there's nothing playing after a few weeks, you know what? Matinee, not full price on the weekend, but like at 5 o'clock on a Wednesday or something. Yeah, it's a matinee, I think.
Yeah,
all right. I'm the same thing.
Okay,
because this is a big. Yeah, you want to see it in a decent theater with decent sound, not at the dollar one. So you know, yeah, you want to go to a good theater.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we all had a little agreement on that of what we're looking forward to. Cool. All right.
We just certified the new Pop Culture Rewind Greatest.
It's a Wednesday matinee. Hey, that kind of rhymes.
Opening weekend, matinee, dollar theater, red box. Yar.
That's Yar is the last one.
No, it's a get it for free from the library. That's like the lowest rank.
On beta.
Yeah.
No, on DVD.
What's next, Travis?
All right, next one. What is it? It was a day later or 2 days later. Yeah. Not to be upshined by this one, but Fox released X-Men Apocalypse.
I don't want to go first on this
okay,
one.
Both
I went first on Turtles. Someone else take this one.
Chris.
The only thing I can remember when I was pressing play was the negative wave of hatred for the look of Apocalypse on these pictures that were leaking. And I was like, oh man, this can't be Ivan Ooze bad. This can't be this bad. Watching the trailer... okay, I didn't want to be that guy, but I'm going to just be that guy straight out. Hook or crook, one way or another, every X-Men movie had Wolverine. If this X-Men movie doesn't have Wolverine, it's already at Redbox level. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're that guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude.
Can you believe this guy?
Can you believe this? I gotta tell you, on that note, I am a polar opposite, dude. I'm like, finally, we can focus on some other X-Men besides Wolverine. Wolverine was never front and center of the X-Men. Hugh Jackman made him front and center. And then mainstream audiences, he was the connection mainstream audiences had to X-Men. I'm finally psyched that we're gonna leave him behind. Because really, he has no purpose in this movie either, timeline-wise.
Exactly, timeline-wise.
Here's why you're gonna be disappointed in this movie.
Oh, no, that's okay. Not why.
No, here's why. Because you're saying, yay, we don't have to have everything focused on Hugh Jackman. Great. Well, in the last couple of years, this little bitty movie out of nowhere called The Hunger Games happened. So now every 5 seconds, we get a shot of Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique.
I'm with you there.
Without Mystique uniform. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, just back with the X-Men team.
Right.
Like, if we're like, this is basically Katniss in black leather instead of fire.
Yeah. When did Mystique start to use her crossbow? What?
You know, and she's already doing these marching orders like, oh man, I can't control my powers. Well, then don't, bitch. Like, nah, come on. I'd rather have Hugh Jackman than Katniss.
I'm a little bit with you on yes, now it's going to become the J-Law show.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get a lot of her. Like, when did Mystique stop becoming blue all the time? Oh, when you cast an Oscar-winning American sweetheart in the role. We got to see her face.
5 years ago before you cashed in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the first movie, she was blue all the time. But, I mean, Yeah, I'll agree with you there. It sucks that they're shoehorning Mystique in as part of now she's an X-Man.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
From what we gathered in that one scene in the trailer. So
again, this is a comic reader's critique. So, you know, mm-hmm. but I'm going to try to avoid that this time on hating them and how the comics are really, you know, that's not how it is in the comics, you know. Apocalypse is 5,000 years old, not 10,000. I'm just going to throw that out there. Okay, that's it. Now I'm done being the comic book nerd. But that line did piss me off. 10,000 years, who knows? Like, shut up. Shut up, Mortimer Taggart.
Everybody's complaining about his look, and Xavier's complaining about his age.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, that stupid scene in the CIA where let me go to the file cabinet so I can pull out our apocalypse files that we have on him as an excuse to explain to the audience the history of apocalypse. There has to be a better way to explain who apocalypse is than let me get the file folder. You know, oh God, I just hated that scene totally. And then, yeah. And then the stupid line, like, got that from the Bible just to set up, or the Bible got it from him. I mean, it's like they're writing the script in reverse. It's like, let's write the cool line. Now let's write the line that sets up the cool line.
Right.
Yeah. Go.
Well, going back to the first thing you said, Chris, I thought I did have the look of apocalypse stuck in my mind from all of the images we saw on the stills, but in the trailer, I don't know if they cleaned him up digitally or whatever, but he didn't look as bad as what he did in the pictures.
From what we could see, though.
Do what?
From what we could see, we never got a really good look at him.
Yeah, there's a couple good shots, but I mean, from what I saw, it did not look as bad. If that's how they're going to do it in the movie, great.
It's like they CGI'd those cables that Apocalypse usually has connected from his arms to his waist, kind of.
Yeah.
And they didn't have those pictures. The pictures were really raw looking. They weren't really touched up or anything.
Like the pictures that we saw, I don't think they were intending on doing some CGI polishing up on the look and maybe some, like what you're saying, maybe some other features of them too.
Yeah.
He didn't
have the A on his belt.
No big A belt buckle. Damn it.
I hope they add the line on his mouth and the lips.
Yeah.
Like, even if they got to reshoots or do it digitally the entire movie, just give me that line on his mouth. I want the fruit punch mouth.
Right. That's all we ask for, right?
Yeah, just a little fruit punch mouth.
I'm assuming it's a nightmare sequence or something with Cerebro, but I like that little nod to where Apocalypse is like holding Charles down and you can see him grow in size.
I did like that. I
loved that.
Apocalypse
like, okay,
growing.
I hope that's not a nightmare sequence. I hope that's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I really hope they showed that Apocalypse can fucking, you know, King Kong himself.
Yeah.
Because that is cool. Yeah.
One of the first things we saw was a young Jean Grey.
Oh,
that's exactly why I wanted to say that.
That's why I didn't want to start it, because that was my. That's why I said I don't want you guys take the lead. That's the first thing you get is her wooding. I don't like Sophie Turner. I hate her as Sansa Stark. I think she's boring. I think she comes off. It's not that she's boring. She comes off as if she's bored with her line delivery in Game of Thrones all the time. She just seems like she's always bored. Sansa was her first role. She's not like a child actor, you know. And she sounds bored in this, too. And then Xavier, it's just a dream. He sounded bored, too, talking to her. It's like
it rubs off on him, yeah.
Exactly. She has like this circle of boredom that 10 feet away, everybody just gets bored.
That's
her
mutant power.
That's her mutant power, to make people sound bored.
I haven't watched Game of Thrones, so this is the first taste I got of her. And the first thing, I don't know what I was looking for, but the first thing I noticed was, damn, her breasts almost come up to her chin. Maybe that was just the way the sheets were under the bed. So they just like, whoa, that's her superpower. Hit me with it, and like, I don't care.
Okay, I'll have to rewatch that.
I don't know where to go with that one, but
I don't know.
Again, clean your history about your browser history or on your internet, there, buddy.
Oh man!
All right, the trailer seemed intent on showing us like every single mutant in the movie. But not giving us anything of each mutant. Like, let's just have a picture of their face for a second. We got like one snapshot of Psylocke, one snapshot of Storm, one stupid picture of Quicksilver, like with his face blowing, which looked really dumb. Yeah. I'm glad.
Hey, you can't hate on that. He's wearing a Rush shirt while he's running. That's awesome. I'm sorry.
But Chris does he have the goggles again? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
So why does Quicksilver need goggles? Like, I mean,
dude, have you ridden a motorcycle? Shit gets in your eye.
Yeah, but I'm not a fucking mutant whose mutant power is to run really fast. Okay, like his whole body should be able to, you know, genetically alter to run a super. Angel, his eyes are like a bird. His bones are hollow. He's like a bird to withstand what his mutant ability. Okay, sorry, I said I wasn't gonna get nerdy on this.
Nerd.
But yeah, Angel's powers are, his body is adapted to adjust to his power. He doesn't need to be wearing goggles all the time. Just as long as he's not wearing headphones. I hate that.
Yeah.
Tell me something you did like then that we haven't already mentioned.
The apocalypse growing big thing was literally the only thing in this trailer I liked. Like literally the only thing I got excited about.
Wow.
And you know what? And because of that, it probably will be a fucking dream. Dude, I couldn't get excited. I mean, yeah, Nightcrawler looked like he could look cool. I mean, we didn't see him do anything. I like the Storm Mohawk, I guess. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. You know, there's a good decision gets made every once in a while. Yeah, I had a broken watch and it was still right twice a day. But yeah, every once in a while they'll make a good decision. But
6 and 12.
I am not on board with this movie.
Yeah. That sounded like he had the cool joke in his mind first, so he did the unfunny part to follow it up. Or maybe the Bible.
It sounded like he had the good joke in his head, and he started with the funny part.
What about we saw a glimpse of Archangel throwing his little blades out everywhere? I guess I don't know. That's something, right? We haven't seen that in movies before, right?
That's good, right? We haven't seen that, right?
Xavier's laughing.
It even sounds like you're fishing.
You what?
It sounds like you're fishing for good things to say. We haven't seen that, right? So. That was cool, right?
I guess so. Well, all right. So
that's the part where you say, hey, they ended the trailer with Professor Xavier bald. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, that was like too little, too late. That's the money. You know, I don't know.
How many times do we need to see New York get destroyed anyway?
Apparently more than what we've seen already. I don't know. Okay, so. It doesn't sound. It's weird because it doesn't sound like we're on as high on this one that we are on Ninja Turtles.
No. So. Opening weekend matinee, dollar movies, Redbox, yar. Where do you put it, Travis?
I'll go matinee on this one. I'm an X-Men fan, dude. I'm going to see it regardless. Yeah.
I'll go sneak into it.
What time of day?
I don't want to contribute to its box office returns. or you know, I'll buy a ticket for something else and sneak into it. I just don't want to contribute to those numbers. Yeah, sneak into it. pay a matinee price for something else and then sneak into it
though. For Ninja Turtles, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't want to get
You see, now it just the reality set in that he's actually choosing Ninja Turtles over X-Men.
Mm. Oh, totally, dude. Yeah, totally Ninja Turtles over X-Men.
Dude, now in that case, I'm actually bumping Turtles up to like opening weekend on Sunday during the day. And I'm saving X-Men for like matinee on a Tuesday when I don't want to record wrestling. Like last ditch.
Oh, anyway. Travis, how are you seeing it? Did you already say? I forgot.
Yeah, matinee.
Okay. Do they destroy New York in this trailer? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, they did.
Oh.
A lot of the stuff that we did see in this trailer did look like it was like nightmare or dream sequence stuff because there's like the a gray sky and explosions going off. So I don't know. It just felt like surreal.
And
like
the apocalypse having all the mutants flash through his brain. Yeah. I guess while he's wearing Cerebro.
Yeah,
he's
like
That's what I thought. I thought he took control of Cerebro or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and Xavier's eyes gets all black. Dilated. Yeah.
Because
yeah, so.
I'm sure in this movie, Apocalypse will have psychic powers or something. But speaking of destroying New York, you know who destroyed New York pretty cool back in 1996? Independence Day.
Now that's a segue, my man.
Ah, okay. That's a professional segue, right? Yeah.
That was like one of the first ones to really destroy, obliterate New York, blow up the Empire State Building.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that was – how do you follow up a good movie like that 20 years later?
It comes out next year.
20.
Yeah,
20.
But not in July. Was it when does it drop? Does it drop on like 4th of July weekend?
I would think so. I
think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool. So it really is 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. That's crazy. I was working at the movies when that movie I was working at theater when that movie first opened. did a lot of business, had to clean up a lot of popcorn.
I'll tell you, you know what? No, seriously. Like, okay, you were there when it came out on July 4th weekend. I started in October, and it was still playing in the damn theater.
But it was playing October, dude. In the back theaters.
Yeah, it was in the back theater, but still, it was still playing. You don't see that nowadays.
Yeah, well, there weren't many options back then as far as movies go.
Yeah, but still, for a movie playing that long in the theater, that says something. Mm.
That yeah, they don't do that anymore. Movies have like a finite, they have a shelf life on theaters. It's only a few months nowadays.
Yeah. I did, you know, when I first saw this, I didn't know how I was going to feel about it. But when the movie, the trailer started up, I love the fact that it follows the Goldblum. Like his character's back. And
Will Smith was too busy to come back.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know what? That might be a good thing.
You know what? Let me ask you something really quick, though, before we get into the trailer. I want to know, how do y'all feel about the original Independence Day? Is it a movie you love, hate? How do y'all feel about that one?
Oh, it's, I think it's a great film. But...
I hold it pretty high on my list of like sci-fi movies I like.
Right. Yeah.
It's up there. Like probably my top five, maybe top three.
Okay. To me, this is like a guilty pleasure. Like it's if it comes on TV, which it does all the time.
And it's four hours long with commercials, right?
Yeah, it is always on TV. Like TBS or somebody plays this stuff all the time.
I'm flipping channels. Weekend.
Yeah, I'm flipping channels. It's on. Okay, I'll just leave it there. But I've never in my life, like, you know what? Let me pop in Independence Day because I want to watch it. I've never been like that. But it's good to have on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it. It's not fair, precious to me. Yeah. So they can literally do whatever they want with the Independence Day universe. I'm not going to hold it precious the way I do X-Men universe or something like that. But they're surprisingly keeping it, like you said, they got Goldblum back. They got Bill Pullman back. I guess Thor's Liam Hemsworth is supposed to be like the Will Smith of this movie.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah.
I want to be optimistic and say that the young black kid that's in this movie is actually Will Smith's character's son.
From the first movie?
Yeah. Because if it's 20 years, stepson. If it's 20 years later, the kid's like seven, then he would probably be old enough to be there.
Because the one black guy has got to be related to Will Smith in the movie, right?
Maybe.
Wait, I thought that was Will Smith. I don't know. They all look alike to me.
Yeah, you see like the super old version of Will Smith in Concussion, and then you see the super young version of Will Smith in the sequel of Independence Day.
But isn't Vivica Fox in this too?
Oh, is she?
I thought I heard she was.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
I didn't see her in the trailer.
If that's the case, then that probably is his character's son in the first movie.
Yeah, because you didn't see her in the trailer. Yeah, right? It's crazy because she sells tons of tickets. She is credited in this movie.
She does? Okay.
She is. She is in this movie, yeah.
All right. I can't imagine it being a big role. I can only imagine it maybe just like a one-off scene or something. Or,
mm-hmm.
But I mean, to throw her in and potentially her kid, but not Will Smith, does that mean they got divorced? Who would divorce Will Smith?
Right?
He's so charming.
He died in line of duty somewhere that wasn't filmed.
Oh, God. I hope he's dead. No, not like that. But I mean, like, that would be the best way to explain why he's not in the movie.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
To say he died or something. That would totally make, like, from a writer's standpoint, like, we can't get Will Smith. Well, you know,
kill him.
Yeah. That would totally make sense.
Yeah.
Bill Pullman, like I said, Bill Pullman's back. Has he gone like crazy? He looks like he's gone like Howard Hughes crazy, like he's living in his basement. You know,
I was gonna say he looks Randy Quaid crazy from the first movie.
Yeah, I wish he was back.
He looks like the blind father from The Knight's Tale.
The blind father from Knight's Tale.
I never saw Knight's Tale.
I saw it, but I'm trying to think of the character. whatever. Okay. Thanks, Chris.
That's my two cents.
Okay. The character of the president's daughter's back, but they didn't get Anne Veal to
right?
Be her.
Yeah. Her, like yes.
Yeah, her. She's still acting. She's still around. I'm sure she would have done it. Why didn't they get her? I don't know. Instead they grabbed some, like, hottie. Mm-hmm. Some generic hottie. Probably. I don't know. I'm guessing.
But okay, what about the actual stuff we've seen about the aliens coming back and everything? Is it does it seem like this is going to be story wise like a good flick or anything? Or
it's going to be a big special effects pew 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 movie,
summer blockbuster popcorn.
And on that level, it's probably going to deliver pretty awesomely. I mean, you got aliens. I mean, we've reverse engineered their tech for the last 20 years. So now we have like spaceship slash Harrier jet shits and lasers of our own. And we're going into space and stuff. So it seems like it's going to be like an awesome visual feast. I don't know if there's going to be any kind of story in this.
Not to mention the damage. I mean, how do you top damaging the White House and the Empire State Building? Yeah, let's break half of the planet in half with a huge ship.
This isn't Dragon Ball Z, man. Come on. No, but they did show like the little, not little. It was the big ass spaceship coming down towards the end of the trailer.
Was it crashing into the Earth?
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
Not was mean, it like, crashing into the Earth, or was it just like, I don't know.
It was floating over it. Like, it was either going to crash into it or go like miss it like the... like the comet that killed the dinosaur.
I don't mean like a helicopter crashes into the Earth. I mean like it crashes into the Earth, you know, splits it in half type shit, like cracks the mantle type crashing. I mean, Roland Emmerich loves to blow shit up and destroy things. He's like,
this is final picture. He's gonna blow up the Earth.
I mean, that guy's like the king of disaster porn, and this is gonna be like his masterpiece. This is his. Yeah.
This is
a Sistine Chapel. Okay, well. Okay, yeah. You went with a porn metaphor. I went with a Michelangelo Renaissance painter metaphor. Okay.
Both ends of the spectrum right here, just on pop culture. On
I'm going to see it. You know what? Okay, maybe not opening weekend. Matinee for me, just for the Goldblum.
Yeah, I agree. For the Goldblum, yeah.
I think for the Goldblum alone, I'd probably watch it opening weekend somewhere.
I can't fault you for that.
Are you saying that you love the Goldblum more than me?
I think the trailer did such a good job in general of just focusing all the attention off of Will Smith and realizing that, hey, he had an ensemble cast with him. Let's put the light on the ensemble cast and see what they can do. So it's got my attention, and I'm actually very optimistic about it from what I've seen so far off of one trailer.
Speaking of the cast, Bill Pullman, the trailer for the last part of it has a re-recording or something of his famous Independence Day speech from 20 years ago. So I think they throw that in for the older people who remember that speech and love it. And today we celebrate. Cuts it off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what? Celebrate what? did you like them throwing that in? Because personally, I always thought that speech was a little like too cheesy. Like it was fun to listen to because it was like so cheesy. I remember I saw it in the theaters and like one guy clapped and I was like, my eyeballs almost rolled out of my head. I was like, seriously, dude, like sit down, bro. He can't hear you.
it fit the speech fit. Oh, I can't say it. Let me try that again. Let me rewind back. Okay. The speech fit for the scene it was meant for. I thought.
Back then, 20 years ago.
Right, yeah. I don't know if they're actually going to call back to that and he's going to have another speech. If so, this can be very corny and cheesy.
Or this is going to be like Deep Blue Sea where he's about to give his speech to round the troops and then he gets shot in the ass by an alien.
We're going to get up! We're going to get in this spaceship and we're going to rob alien show up.
I'd pay to see that's opening day weekend right there.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'd have known that scene was in Deep Blue Sea, I would have seen that opening weekend. That scene is worth it.
That opening weekend.
Okay. So did we all say when we're seeing this one or no? No. We did. I do. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
We have one more.
Wait. One last thing, really quick on and I'm looking at the cast list because I was checking on Vivica Fox. Brent Spiner is back.
Oh, I remember hearing about that. Yeah, and people were asking about that. Why? How is he back?
Did he die? Maybe it turns out he didn't die in the first one, or is his brother just happens to be a scientist also, or something, or cloning? I don't know. I'm psyched he's back because I like Brent Spiner and I liked his character in the first
one. Yeah, I liked his character in the first
one. And if they find some roundabout way to say, oh, it turns out he didn't actually die, then I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Held captive? Mutated?
They're going to do something with him.
What if he has alien shit? What if he's like half alien in him, like Ripley in Alien Resurrection or some shit? He's got like some mind, some telepathy shit or something.
Yeah, he's got their mind in his head or something like that.
Or the alien shit, and it turned him into like an android and very pale skin, and now he's like an android. How cool would that be to see Brent Spiner?
And you were talking trash. You were talking trash to me about it being Dragon Ball Z, and he just went full Android Saga on you.
You went Star Trek, doof.
I was gonna say, what's Dragon Ball Z?
Data from Next Generation.
No, ain't no Dragon Ball Z. It's TNG, motherfucker.
Next Generation. This is...
Yeah.
We're not even okay, whatever.
Well, and I was throwing gang symbols up as I was saying that. Okay.
There was a nice segue somewhere in there.
For Star Trek.
Yes.
Beyond.
Yeah.
I am not a Trekkie at all. Like, I have nothing to contribute to this topic other than watching y'all two laugh and bumble your way through it.
Okay, well, fair enough. Well, before we get into that, since the person who's not a Trekker, as they're called, not Trekkie, you saw the trailer. Did it intrigue you at all?
It was missing lens flare.
And that's bad?
The trailers for the first two movies literally felt like a cinematography kind of vibe watching it. This third one felt like it was like a TV show kind of vibe. It felt different, the presentation of this whole trailer. It might have been because of the Sabotage song from Beastie Boys. Like, yeah, that's different. What I think of when I see Star Trek. I think of like modern music relative to my time.
Well, the Sabotage was a throwback to the first Star Trek movie, which I appreciated.
Yes, yeah. It actually did make sense.
Well, I didn't know because I didn't watch any of them.
But it doesn't matter because fucking Beastie Boys.
You didn't watch
the
last two? You didn't even watch the first two? Really? Okay.
No.
You should. They're good.
Okay.
And we're honestly like, we're not the biggest Star Trek fans. Like, I know, X, you're more of a Star Trek fan than I am.
And
I enjoyed the first two Star Wars. Well, I enjoyed the first one more than the second one, but
I'm a fan of the cast. I mean, I see freaking Gamora from Guardians in there. I see Carl Urban in there. I see Simon Pegg from Anything Funny in there. Anything that's funny has Simon Pegg in it somewhere. I recognize a lot of the cast. Just something about Star Trek just never got my attention.
It's for smart people, you know.
So y'all just fake it really well then, right?
Yeah.
I do. it did say that, the original, Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, they're all reprising their roles. But this just felt like a totally different vibe of movie. And I know that JJ, he's not back directing this one. He's producing it now.
From producer J.J. Abrams, from the director of Fast and the Furious. I'll admit, like even though I like Fast 5, okay, but it didn't even say Fast 5. It said Fast and Furious, the fourth
Fast
one.
And Furious,
like, why do you want to throw that credit out? And also, just associating Star Trek with Fast and the Furious, it just something seems just antithetical about that. It just, I don't know why it left a weird taste in my mouth.
Yeah. And it seems like
how many movies do they have Star Trek had, and they finally had an issue where they ran into an asteroid field and they damaged their ship? Like, that looked like a very generic, like, not like anticlimactic way for them to be in a situation.
It just felt I don't know. That could have been anything though. Really, that's right.
I didn't even get the asteroid field vibe. And you know what? That if there is, that's a callback to Empire Strikes Back, one of the awesomest movies ever. So again, they get a pass.
this one felt a little more like, I don't know, for lack of a better word, lighthearted than the first two movies.
The tone's different.
The tone is much different, I thought. More action-packed sci-fi, whereas the first two movies veered more, it's still sci-fi, obviously, but it had more story and drama too.
Since you guys both watched it, I remember the first two trailers for the first two movies. Was there any comedy at all in either one of those two movies?
Totally.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Totally.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember specifically those trailers for the first two movies really didn't highlight the humor side of those movies. Like, you got a lot of that in this trailer of them like vanishing. It's like, oh, at least I'm not gonna die alone.
Yeah.
And then at the end where they're like teleport and holding hands before they escape or whatever, mm-hmm. there was never a comical tone in the first two trailers. I just saw like seriousness, darkness, explosions, and lens flare.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the second one, yeah, darkness might have been the tone for mm-hmm. Star Trek Into Darkness. Into
Darkness. Again, I'll agree with you there.
No, you're right though. But if you just watch the trailers, yeah, the first two went for a more somber tone. But if you watch the movie, there's like moments of levity just peppered throughout it. Yeah, it's and a it's fun
really
time.
Really because of Chris Pine, I thought he did a lot. His character of Kirk, just causing problems for everyone. I think that was
but playing off Zachary Quinto's Spock, like his reactions to how Spock is so serious, and Carl Urban as McCoy had a lot of good. You know, funny lines, funny scenes, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I thought he was really funny. Yeah, the movies are, they're not depressing or anything like that. They're not like super serious or they're fun. They're good times. I enjoyed the first two movies.
And it's funny, when the first movie came out, I did watch that one. I don't think it was opening weekend, but I did watch it on matinee. But you remember the one of the opening scenes of that, the big battlefield in space.
Niagara Falls, Frankie Angel, let that
right. Scene, yeah.
Don't bring that
but
up.
Just the whole battle scene in space. I was like, man, this feels like a Star Wars movie. Why can't JJ do a Star Wars movie? And here we are.
You did not say that.
Do what?
You did not say that in the theater.
Yes,
why can't this director do a Star Wars
movie? Yes, I did. Wow. I said this feels like this could be a Star Wars movie. Why can't they do a new Star
Wars?
Then
you should have like a 900 psychic line.
Right, yeah.
Call me now for your free reading.
But
whatever
anyway,
happened to Miss Cleo?
Do you have any other thoughts about Cleo? Miss Cleo,
yeah. What are happened to her? Think she's back in Jamaica?
I don't know.
Like she's really from there.
But any other thoughts about the trailer?
It's tonally it's different. Yeah, we said that the tone's different. I like that this is a teaser. I don't know what the plot is about at all.
Right.
They hook up with some white aliens or something like that. I don't even know. I don't know the plot.
Stay away from the white ones.
Yeah, I'm fine with not knowing it yet. I mean, so obviously I'm going to see it. I was a fan of the first two movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see the third one, of course. I'm glad that the third one's being made, period. Yeah, I'm on board with this. This is an opening weekend for me.
Opening weekend. Wow. Okay.
Or at least matinee. You know what? Nothing is opening weekend for me because like $10 for a fucking movie ticket. I just can't get on board for anything.
Right.
It costs $10 for pretty much everything. Like for me, the highest bar is matinee on a Wednesday. That's the high bar.
You know
bar
what?
For me.
We're going to break the fourth wall here for a second because I know me and you, we're pretty much the same. It's like we big crowded theaters on opening weekend, you know, where it's packed theater and there's a lot of people. I don't know. We're just.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Homie, don't play that.
Yeah. It's, you know, prefer, you know, first of all, the price. First of all, the matinee price. Secondly, let the crowds die down. Let the you know, the excited people go see the movie first.
Price for me is not a problem because I live in the hood. So there's at least three theaters where an evening showing is like $6.
Okay.
Legit. Well. Mall the Mainland, their theater is like $4.25 after 6 o'clock. Yeah. So the price isn't an issue. I could find it cheap. Depending,
but wouldn't a cheap
kind
theater
of crowd,
have a big crowd? Because it's so cheap, everybody's going there. Crowd is an issue for me too. I do not want my elbows touching anybody else's elbows. No, I don't play that either. Tyler, no like you.
It just depends because if it's in the middle of nowhere and a lot of people don't know about it, like I saw, I saw Straight Outta Compton the weekend it came out at that theater at Texas City, and it was half full on a Saturday night.
You would think in the ghetto, everybody would be going to see Straight Outta Compton.
I know, right? So for it to be that empty, a lot of people don't know how to save a buck.
Well, how does this theater stay open if they charge like such small prices and nobody even knows about it? How are they even turning a profit?
I'm not worried about their longevity. I'm worried about paying $4 to watch a movie while I can.
Well, fair enough. Point is, I'm on board with it. I liked the Beastie Boy thing. I liked I liked the throwback. Mm-hmm. I liked the vibe that it gave to the trailer. Yeah, I'm on board. I you know, It'd be cool if JJ was on board. I mean, you like the Fast. Okay, you're not even excited that Justin Lin's directing it. He did like 3 Fast Furious movies.
I like Justin Lin as a director, but Chris,
it's a Star Trek movie. What's like even if Michael Bay was doing Star Trek, I might not want to watch it because it's Star Trek. But I will reserve.
Wait a minute.
go back for a second.
Yeah, that sentence
said,
confused.
I said even if it was directed by Michael Bay.
So in your Star sentence, Trek. In your sentence, Michael Bay should be a selling point. Is that what I got from that sentence?
I'm gonna make it easy for everybody to understand.
That metaphor just like crumbled seafood. In my mind.
I don't like seafood. I don't like Star Trek.
So basically, this is a red box for.
Yeah. No, however. Since you guys spoke so highly of the first 2 movies, and I like your guys' taste in music, movies, and music. I mean, Sarah McLachlan over here. I'm going to give you guys the benefit of the doubt. I have 7 months to watch the first 2 movies.
Yeah.
And if I like them, regardless if it's Justin Lin or Star Trek or whatever, if the 2 movies hold up, it'll probably be a weekend, opening weekend somewhere.
So we're going from rent from the library from you all the way to opening weekend if you like those first 2 movies.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And how am I supposed to not like Sarah McLachlan? I mean, I have 2 ears and a soul, don't I? Okay.
The soul's questionable, but that's weird for
sure. I thought he said 2 hairs. From here, it does look like he only has 2
hairs. Oh, that's a low blow, my man.
I have a hat on, so that joke doesn't even work. Can't even tell that
there's a reason why he only has that hat on. That's it, apparently, for now.
Yeah.
We got all 4 of the trailers out.
Okay, so is there any other trailers that's going to be... Are we looking forward to coming
out? Oh, shitballs. Okay, so apparently...
Yes?
Apparently, the this Star Wars movie that's coming out this weekend, apparently this Star Wars movie, I don't know, it's kind of a big deal. They're going to show Captain America... They're going to show trailers for Civil War. They're going to show trailers for Batman vs. Superman. And apparently, they're going to show the new trailer for Deadpool. A new Deadpool trailer.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I know you're looking forward to that one.
I've been looking forward to Deadpool movie for about 6 years now. And it's finally come to fruition, and I can't freaking wait. I showed you the poster, the new poster released earlier today for the new Deadpool movie.
Yeah,
it's freaking hilarious. I'm psyched, dude. I can't wait.
So in order of all the trailers we talked about, Deadpool's on top, and we haven't – that's not even out yet.
It's Valentine's weekend, man.
Of course.
That's like the perfect date if somebody's really into it. So I have 3 months.
Ironically, people are going to see that don't have dates.
Well, we have to break the trend. Well, the two of three of us have to break the trend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife's not going to go see that movie with me. I'm sorry.
She's not going to see Deadpool with you?
Probably not. I doubt it.
Oh.
Yeah, although it does have Ryan Reynolds. So that's going to be the only selling point.
Looking all scarred and ugly.
In a mask, covering him as Ryan Reynolds in a mask.
What are you looking forward to, Xavier?
I'm not looking forward to Deadpool. I'll see it. I mean, I'll see it for sure. Probably
is that a red box?
That's probably $1.
$1, okay.
Hmm. Yeah, anything's worth a dollar to see it in a theater, you know?
Right. Because
it's the same price as Redbox, so you're getting the theater. Yeah. I did the Uma Thurman don't be a square when I said theater. Now right. Chris is like mocking me by doing it again. But yours is more – anyways. I'm not looking forward to – there's a Tarzan trailer dropped, and neither of you are excited about this. I grew up watching –
just a minute and a half of abs.
I saw a production – I saw like a poster or whatever of
– the poster, dude. Before I even clicked on the trailer,
yeah.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah, Eric from True Blood.
he was, yeah, the like before you click on the trailer, there's like a picture of the movie poster. I was like, oh my God, does anybody have some laundry? Because I could clean it on this guy's abs. It's ridiculous, dude. It's ridiculous how he looks.
And it's like, does everybody do CrossFit in the jungle?
Like, who, this... Since True Blood ended, he's been doing movies, but they're all small stuff. Like, he hasn't he hasn't used True Blood as like a springboard to build a movie career. This hopefully will be like his big coming out in Hollywood party, and they start utilizing him because he's a good actor and he's a good looking guy and everything too. I don't know why he's not getting bigger roles. But like I was saying, I grew up watching Greystoke, the Tarzan movie from the 80s with Christopher Lambert as Tarzan, with Rick Baker doing the ape effects and all that. And that movie blew my mind when I was a kid. So I've always sort of like, I've been intrigued by Tarzan. We haven't got a lot of good Tarzan stuff since the 80s. We had that Disney movie, which, to be honest, I've never even seen. I'm all like, I love Tarzan. I'm so intrigued. I never saw the one Tarzan movie I've gotten in the last 20 years. Because it's a cartoon. That Greystoke movie from the 80s was hardcore. And I was like, I don't want to see a watered-down cartoony Tarzan. I was watching Christopher Lambert Tarzan with Rick Baker. This one looks pretty cool, I think. You got Margot Robbie as Jane. You got Sam Jackson in it and Christoph Waltz in it. So, I don't know. Yeah. It looks intriguing. all the CGI rope swinging looks pretty good. Looks better than Shia LaBeouf doing it in fucking Indiana Jones 4. So that's a plus. But no, man, that like the camera like shows him jumping off a cliff and like, you know, catching vines. It looks pretty epic. I don't know. That trailer intrigued me.
Okay.
I wasn't looking super forward to it, and then I saw the trailer. I was like, "Wow, it looks pretty cool."
Cool story. Yeah, I need to go check that one out. I haven't seen that one yet. Just because I don't know, just didn't grab my attention when I first saw it. So,
you have seen the trailer.
Do what?
You have seen the trailer then?
No, I saw the little production. I saw the poster or whatever.
You saw his abs, and you weren't intrigued.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That's correct. Yes.
Oh, come on.
My wife probably saw the trailer.
Even I couldn't resist those abs. That's how epic they are. The guy's got like an 8-pack.
Well.
I'm trying to think of any other trailers that recently dropped that aren't, you know, so epic but intriguing.
I haven't seen the trailer, but I know it dropped not too long ago for World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did see that. That was a couple weeks. That was a few weeks ago, actually.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you think of it? I haven't seen it, so what'd you think of it?
I've never played World of Warcraft. I like girls. But I gotta admit, it didn't intrigue me at all. It was just CGI, like walrus men. I mean, it looks cool. Like that's definitely a red box for me. I would like in my lifetime to have seen it. I don't care enough to go see it in the theaters.
Well, let me ask you this, because you know, you haven't played the game, but have you at least seen like a, you know, there's been commercials for the video game. It's a pretty well-known game. But like of the images of the characters that are on it. And I mean, are you familiar with any of that? Just like the commercials or you've heard of it? I mean, have you heard of it?
I've heard of World of Warcraft. I for years, I thought
just
it was
look at his
game.
Face. He's not impressed.
I mean, the CG, there's some completely 100% like Gollum CGI characters in this. I'm assuming they're mocap. I hope they are.
That's the standing out to go, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks a little. Is World of Warcraft really, really well known? Like, is that fan base enough to put $100 million into a movie to appeal to that fan base?
Apparently, someone thought so, but I would think so too. I mean, I would. It's been around for a long time.
Because if they're trying to appeal to people who don't know World of Warcraft as well, which is me, I don't know. I don't want to say they failed.
But it didn't pique your interest for watching the movie, pretty much.
No.
Okay.
No, not really. I love fantasy. I love sci-fi fantasy, all that kind of stuff. Like Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, all that kind of stuff. And this looks like a big somebody's throwing $100 million to create a fantasy epic. That's enough. That's enough right there to pique my interest to watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe not get my $10 out, but get my $1.30 at Redbox. Maybe even my $1.50 for a Blu-ray. If the reviews are good, I might pony up that extra two dimes.
Maybe, possibly, doubt it.
But it's World of Warcraft. I mean, you know me. I haven't played a video game since Twisted Metal 2 in 1997. That was the last time I played a video game.
I got you to play Mortal Kombat once.
Yeah, and I spent the whole time like, what does this button do? What does this button do? Yeah.
You're being modest. You're doing pretty good.
Well, remember a few months ago when that Mortal Kombat X or whatever it was called dropped and y'all two were playing it and I was sitting on the couch? I fell asleep.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Okay, so that shows how like interesting I find video games.
All right, well, fair enough.
There's only one way to end a podcast full of trailers. Hmm. Travis, what's the last movie you went to the theater to watch?
Oh, shit, I don't know. I don't go to theaters that much anymore.
Oh, God.
God damn. Transporter.
Oh, the Transporter Refueled.
Yeah.
What'd How was that?
It was okay, but you know, I never really got into the Transporter series before that. So
you've seen all three though?
No, I haven't.
Oh, which ones did you see?
I think I saw parts of the first one.
And that's it. So,
yeah.
Why would you go see Transporter Refueled if you've seen parts of one movie?
Because this fool wanted to go see it. So I went with him.
Oh, okay.
There was something else I saw. I can't remember what it was.
How is Dario Naharis, the transporter dude? That's not his name, but I mean, he's Dario Naharis in Game of Thrones for one season.
I kept thinking like this isn't Jason Statham.
But you haven't even seen Jason Statham.
You're more of a transporter fan than I was. Right?
Well, that wasn't the last movie I saw at the theater.
Okay. Oh yeah, well, you're talking about transporter. You're a gearhead. You bleed gasoline.
Yeah. You know what? It story action wise, storyline wise, it actually is faithful to the Transporter series. For anybody that watches the TV show,
I thought you were
going
to say faithful to the books. I don't know why I thought that.
No,
I was going to say there's Transporter books, but that would be crazy.
Yeah, it does take a while to get over the fact that okay, Statham's not in it. Big whoop. Okay, it's still good. Like, I didn't regret watching it at the theater when we saw it.
You were marking out over the cars.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm a car guy. So, yeah, some of the stunts that he pulled out, they were badass.
Question. Does he play the same character as Jason Statham? Or is he just, like, another transporter?
It's another transporter.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah.
I think you told me that. And that's why I said, okay, I'll go watch it. Because I didn't want to watch it at first because of that. And then I think you told me that it's, like, another.
Yeah.
He's not playing the same dude.
Yeah, it's a different.
Because if he's the same character and you haven't seen the original three, you won't be able to follow the cerebral storyline. Yeah.
Right. Of guy driving.
Of guy driving.
What was the last movie you seen, Xavier?
In the theater?
Yeah.
I started thinking about this, and then we started talking about Transport, and I saw probably The Martian or Sicario. Ooh. It's actually been a while.
What did you think of The Martian?
What's that?
What did you think of The Martian?
Oh God! Some of the best sleep I've had in weeks.
Really?
Okay, that's not fair. It was only a few minutes of sleep, but but I was really tired. No. It was good. I'm not going to tell anybody don't see it. I'm not going to tell anybody they would enjoy it. It's a good movie. It's well done. It's Ridley Scott, which to 99 out of 100 people is a big selling point. To one out of 100, like me, who finds him just tiresome, I'm not a big... I've fallen asleep in the theaters in my life to two movies. Three if you count The Martian. Two of them have been Ridley Scott movies. So when you think about it, yes, damn. Three of three movies I fall asleep in the theaters have been Ridley Scott's. So there's you can't avoid that fact. There's something to that.
You know, I'm sitting here dogging him that he was sleeping through the movies. I really like The Martian. I saw it at the Showboat Drive-In on a date, and I also had a long day of work, but I stayed awake through all of it except the last 5 minutes. But up to that point, man, it was really good. It was a really good movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. You. Yeah, it is. And kudos to Mr. Matt Damon, man. It was mostly it was like Castaway in space. It was just him on screen, and he managed to keep you intrigued and involved, and you want to know what he's doing next and stuff like that. And watching him science the shit out of stuff to figure out how to survive was interesting and intriguing. I don't know how scientifically accurate it was. I don't even care. It was interesting. I liked it. It was a good movie. Yeah. I'm saying I fell asleep, and I'm saying it's a good movie, but yes, I mean both of them when I say it. The other one might have... No, I think it was Sicario I saw like a week later, which is good. Not as good as I thought it would be, but it was pretty good. Emily Blunt, she's pretty hardcore. she could be an action star. I think she's got it in her. And Josh Brolin was pretty cool too. Is like this lazy government guy who takes down drug cartels but is bored with it. Josh Brolin's pretty hardcore too. It's a good movie. Yeah.
All right. So you say you saw Transporter Refueled, Travis, but you didn't see Ant-Man in the theater?
Was that after? Yeah. Then Ant-Man was the last one I saw. Okay. I'm telling you, my memory is for shit.
Ant-Man's pretty old though. I mean, yeah, Ant-Man's on Redbox right now. Ant-Man's pretty old.
I know. I actually have the Redbox copy at home. I'm copying it right now.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I usually Redbox it or, you know, whatever. Just wait for it later or get on DVD or whatever. I like going to the movie theaters.
Like, well, yeah, you spent the last hour just telling us you don't like to be in a crowded theater, so you right. never go.
So, yeah. So yeah, that's yeah. not just a that's his gimmick. That's me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I hate people in the theaters. I mean, I hate people in general, but I really hate them in the theaters. I remember I saw Tomorrowland at the Dollar, and this motherfucker behind me with his little bastard kid. And this little bastard kid had like a pack of like Twizzlers or something in a plastic wrapper. Uh-huh, and he's like, or something, but he's like fiddling with the plastic constantly.
Right. Just,
you hear plastic crinkling behind you the whole fucking time and shit like that. That's why I hate going to the theater. And then there was this little baby crying in the back of the theaters. And I'm like, I don't know which I hate more, that crying baby or the bastard kid with the fucking crinkly bag. And then as we're all getting up to leave, I realized they were in the same fucking family. like the wife took the crying baby in the back while the dad stayed behind with the little bastard kid with the crinkly shit, and I wanted to curb stomp the whole fucking family. So yeah, I don't kill like the crowds pool, right? In theaters, I guess is the point of this story.
And that was just during the trailers.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to watch George Clooney save the world and I'm hearing your fucking Twizzler rapper like 5 feet behind me or something. Come on. So yeah. Well, although this was a Dollar Theater patrons.
You get what you pay for.
They're a lot more inconsiderate than regular theater.
Yeah, they bring patrons. Their own blankets, they bring their own popcorn, they bring their own condoms. They're very affordable. Very affordable.
They bring their own RU486 to take it right afterwards.
All right.
Their own GHB.
I guess I'll be the one to put the rewind in this podcast, because the last time the three of us were together, we were talking Pixar.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I saw The Good Dinosaur last weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm surprised I survived.
Okay.
We've said it many times. Pixar has the scene.
Wait. Stop. I haven't seen it, so spoiler alert.
Any details. Okay, I'm just saying every Pixar movie. Because
it's still fairly new, too. I don't want to spoil it for the listeners either.
Yeah.
There's every Pixar movie has a scene where you're going to cry like a little bitch. Take a lot of Kleenex. That's all I'm telling you.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'll cry. I don't want to say it. I'm just going to say two words. Bing bong. That's it.
Oh, yes.
No. So there's a certain bar now.
I just watched Inside Out, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything else. I'd rather not talk about this movie again.
Was it okay? I'm gonna put you on the spot. What was worse, Inside Out or Cars 2?
He didn't see Cars 2.
Did you? Wait, what do you mean worse? Wait,
what's a worse movie?
Cars 2. Cars 2 was terrible, and I never even saw it.
yeah. Inside Out was a great movie, but
Inside Out was brilliant.
Yeah,
okay. I thought you were just dogging Bebop. I was like, okay, you hate
no, Inside no, no. I'm saying you were talking about the emotional makes you. You were talking about an emotional scene that makes you cry.
Yeah.
Take your Kleenex. I'm saying it's not even going to touch Bing Bong.
You know, it's funny, man. You're talking about that. I was doing really good. I was watching Inside Out with my wife and like halfway through the movie, like, okay, good. I'm not going to, there's no scene in here. It's too late in the movie to make me cry for anything. And then fucking Bing Bong.
The appearance of Bing Bong?
No. What happened? I watched the movie.
Oh, have you fucking seen Inside Out?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Dude. Anyway.
Oh yeah, Good Dinosaur is gonna win you. It's gonna get you. Trust me.
Damn.
Now that is a red box for me, just because I don't know. From the trailers, we're talking. Hey, that's relevant. It's not intriguing me at all.
Yeah.
You know what didn't help though? This is probably one of the few Pixar movies where the advertising wasn't in my face. There wasn't a lot of like Good Dinosaur Happy Meal toys. There wasn't a lot of Pixar toys.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of Pixar commercials. Other than there was like maybe two variants of the commercial of the trailer for Good Dinosaur. Yeah, yeah. And that was it. Like, right. They played it really low key.
Like, I thought when I first started hearing about it, I thought it was going to come out like next year.
You know what? I was like, I was looking for showtimes for when Star Wars was going to start. Cause mm-hmm. if escaped my mind, I didn't realize it until that Friday. Holy shit. Good Dinosaur just came out today. Like, I had no idea. Right, like, it literally snuck up on me from behind. I was like, okay, I need to go watch Good Dinosaur because now I have something to watch. I had no idea, dude. The advertising was, like, minimal to almost non-existent for this as opposed to everything else. But maybe it is because, hey, you know, Star Wars is going to, like, we're going to waft you with Star Wars for 6 months before anything comes out.
Not to get off too off topic, but is Pixar – and I know, you know, Pixar does Disney movies, but – weren't they at one point separate? Like, Pixar could do like a Pixar movies.
It used to be,
but now it's not like that anymore, right? So this would still be a Disney movie.
This was still Disney Pixar. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's just weird because with two movies in the same year, that's just kind of. I think that's another thing that threw people off.
Yeah.
So
the one thing I was expecting that I really wanted to see apart from the Good Dinosaur, I had read a lot of. Detail about the little Pixar mini movie before the main movie starts, mm-hmm. and this one was really good too. Like the short. Oh, okay. Like I didn't really it was sappy, I guess, for the kids, but I didn't really understand. I didn't really like the was it the one for Inside Out with the volcanoes?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was on the DVD. I don't know if it was in the theater.
I think it was in the theater. But it didn't. There's been a lot of those shorts that really get your attention, that really leave you an impression. That one kind of fell flat. This one for Inside Out, I mean, not Inside Out. This one for the Good Dinosaur.
I thought the volcano singing one was sweet.
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No.
This one, it has a like a Indian Hindu kind of vibe. It's actually based on a true story from one of Pixar's original animators. This was his idea, and they wound up giving him the green light to actually make it as a short. It came out really good. I liked it. So if you don't want to watch The Good Dinosaur, if you want to at least do the dollar theater so you can get a good full view of the color and the animation and the vibe that the short provides, because it's really good. It's bright. It really gets you. You'll like it.
I think, like, you were right. I agree with you 100% about the marketing was not in your face. And that, personally, I think that was almost to his detriment because I know nothing about this movie. Like, there's nothing. Right. I don't know. There's no reason. I'm not intrigued because I don't know anything. All I know is it's Pixar and it's about dinosaurs.
Right.
And Pixar, they're pretty, they have a good batting record. That should be enough for me to go see it. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. It was like didn't Disney make like a dinosaur CGI movie a few years ago called like Dinosaur or something like that?
Did they?
I thought that was like a documentary or something.
No, there's like a movie. It's called like Dinosaur, The Dinosaurs, or something with the word dinosaur in it, and it's a CGI movie. I never even saw it because it didn't look intriguing. I don't know. It's just like dinosaurs. Well, let me ask you, is this movie like presupposes that dinosaurs didn't get extinct?
Exactly.
And now they live with mammals or something like that?
Yeah, that's the only real giveaway from the trailer in itself when they first started airing the trailer was that what if the comet and the meteor that was aimed to destroy the dinosaurs, what if it just passed? And you see that the trailer, like the comet just like passes over and all the dinosaurs put their heads up to look and then they go back down to whatever they were doing. And this is basically the entire life without humans, mm-hmm. you know, and it's basically just the dinosaurs. But
I thought there was a human in it.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not life without humans. Which one is it?
Yeah, the teaser trailer didn't really have the human in it. Like, it wasn't until there is,
because that's all I know is the teaser trailer, and I know there's a human in it.
It's go
like
watch
little,
it.
It's like a little caveman kid, right? Yeah. Okay, no, I don't know. Okay. I probably won't see it, because, like I said, I barely go to the movies anymore these days.
Yeah.
Well, whose fault is that?
Societies.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
$10 right. fucking dollars.
Groupon, man.
I do those, yeah. That's the thing. I bought like a book of free, like a coupon book with like movie tickets and they all expired. Now I don't go to the movies anymore. That's why I saw Martian and Sicario in the same week because they were all about to expire that week, so I had to go a lot. That's why I got confused what was the last one. And then once my book expired, well, fuck that. Full price? Anybody got time for that?
Well, on that note, I think that's a good segue to the end of the show. All right. So, thank you everyone for tuning in to this episode. Check us out, popculturerewind.com, and always make sure to subscribe iTunes and Stitcher and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Write some reviews, people. Put your little fingers on the keyboards and write some reviews. Travis loves them. I don't care.
Yeah. Is that the story you're singing with this week?
Sure, why not?
It strokes Travis's ego and it strokes Xavier's hair.
Sure, why not? Again with the hair jokes, man.
Yeah, what the fuck?
All right, man. Good seeing you again, man.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. For real. Good talking.
Maybe we'll try this again. And now that we have ways of communication.
Well, when it works.
When it works, yes. If the people
we'll
only
blame
knew
the weather for yesterday, because we tried this yesterday. Yeah. Hook or crook.
Yeah, breaking the fourth wall again. Yeah, we tried doing an episode yesterday, and it just.
What is this fourth wall thing you keep talking about? Like what?
It's a TV thing. Reference.
I know. I get the reference, but we're not on TV. That's what.
Okay, yet go. You need yes. to be ambitious.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wait till you come back into town, or we.
I've been talking to Rupert Murdoch lately about getting a channel for us.
We do have a YouTube channel. That's right.
Yeah, check out some of the old episodes on YouTube. Be the first one.
Yes. Xavier he put in a lot of work in some of those episodes to bring them to life. So.
Yeah,
go check them out. Give them a thumbs up on those episodes and bring in some more comments.
Check out the teen movie episode. I had to sit through a lot of teen movies to make screen grabs for that one. Yeah, Shane.
Screen grabs.
Nobody mentioned with the frog. Shane, what's up, Shane? Now. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks again, and always remember to. Pop your culture.
Peace.
Toodles.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
See, the peace thing was a throwback to Will Smith in the original Independence Day when he says peace, or he shoots a missile. He's got the Goldblum. Goldblum sat next to him. Peace, yo. Come on. Yeah. And only the real nerds would recognize that reference for Independence Day.